Joining us once again for the latest in the grain markets is Kim Anderson. Kim, let's talk about this week. The shutdown is over. We're getting access back to the USDA. What does that mean for the markets?
Well, let's back up and look at what happened to the markets with the shutdown and start with soybeans. Now, you can go back to Friday, September the 27th. Soybeans were trading at $13.20. On Monday the 30th, the day before the shutdown, they were at $12.83. On Tuesday the 1st, the day of the shutdown, they traded at $12.74. That's a 56-cent price decline. Now, the caveat on that is that the beans were in a downtrend. You go back to September the 13th, they were trading at $14. So coming into the shutdown, beans were on a downtrend. They traded down heavy as the day of the shutdown. And then they just leveled off. They bottomed out, at $12.60. So slightly lower, about 14 cents lower than they were the day of the shutdown. If you look at corn, on Friday the 27th, the corn was at $4.54. Monday the 30th, $4.42. On the day of the shutdown, the 1st, $4.39. They traded in the range during the shutdown from $4.37 to $4.50. Wheat, both corn and beans were on downtrends coming into it. They trended down just a little more, bottomed out. Wheat was on an uptrend coming into the shutdown on the 23rd of September at $6.98. On the 27th of September, $7.32. Monday the 30th, $7.39. On Tuesday the 1st, $7.45. You can look at that price increase there, about 47, 50 cents there. And during the shutdown, they traded from $7.42 to $7.65. In other words, what do we see in the commodities and the grains? Not a whole lot before and during the shutdown.
All right, now that's ended, how they responded?
Essentially the same as they did during it. They're trading on commercial data. They're on sideways moves. Not much change.
All right. This week we did hear from a viewer in Australia, some things about the crop there. Tell us what's happening there.
Well, Australians, right now, the USDA is predicting in the September report an average crop. They've had drought problems. They're looking have a protein problem, but stress crop, lower yields, probably higher protein, and that could be negative for Oklahoma prices as we get into the November-December time period.
All right, last thing today, quickly. They've canceled the October WASDE completely. We're waiting for it to come out in November. How is that going to affect markets when that information does get to us?
I think that's the risky point but the good thing is they canceled the October report, so it gives the market until November the 8th to come to grips with what that November report is going to say. It gives USDA more time to get their data. There's some potential of volatile markets on the 8th and 9th when that report comes out, but I think it'll level out pretty fast after that.
All right, good information as always. Kim Anderson, grain marketing specialist here at Oklahoma State University.